Yes, thank you. So we have your point on the 9 on the agenda, and I would definitely like to get to this today. So I agree with Grace that we should get the agenda for Sunday ready. And there's one more thing that Kim wanted to say, and I'm trying to cut this a little short so that we can get to the agenda on for Sunday. So if you please keep your questions or comments to a minimum. Kim, go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is that I have a copy of the agenda that John Gary sent. I can read it to the group, and basically all we have to do is make some adjustments, and motions that come from committees do not get voted on or discussed here. So if Bella says that the outreach committee has two motions, then that just goes on the agenda. We don't take it up here. Only motions for governance committee get taken up here after we do the agenda. So I would like to read the agenda for everybody so we can go through. There are only a couple of spots that will need to be adjusted for the LSB. Can I do that, Siri?
Thank you, Kim. Can you just let Beth talk just for a brief moment, and then you can read the agenda? Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, if we're going to be required to vote on motions that I didn't see until after the meeting began and haven't had a chance to read, I'm sorry, but my default vote is going to be a no. If you want my serious consideration of a motion, then I need to see it in well enough in advance of the meeting to read it and form an informed decision. It may be something I'd like to support, but I can't support things that I haven't read. Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. That's very understandable. The transition here right now from Michael leaving is very unorthodox because he's not in the meeting. I thought he would still chair this meeting right now, you know. So obviously I'm in a situation where I don't have all the information to make this go smooth, and I apologize for that. I do my best. So let's start with having Kim read what, you know, the agenda is that we have so far. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. Opening business, 30 minutes. A, call to order, roll call. B, land back acknowledgement, comportment. C, appoint timekeepers. D, agenda approval. E, Pacifica mission statement. F, excused absence requests. G, fundraising appeal. H, report on previous past motions, action items. HII minute approval. J, set time for adjournment. Number two, general manager report and discussion. There's 20 minutes. When we come back, I would suggest making that a little longer. Number three, public comment. A, public comment. B, GM responds. Number four, PNB director's reports and discussion, 30 minutes. Five, public comment, questions to PNB directors. Six, committee reports. So A, finance committee, we have no motions. B, governance committee, as of yet, we have no motions. If we get to something at the end, then it'll go there. C, outreach committee. So Bella said that two motions came from the outreach committee. They just get put on the agenda, you know, under, in the appendix. D, programming oversight committee. Beth, are there any motions from that committee? Well, we can ask her.
Yes, there's one brief motion from that committee.
Okay, well, you need to send it to us. E, fundraising committee. Are there any motions from that committee? They need to be sent to us now. F, PNB Committee of Inclusion. I'm not aware of anything. Seven, public comment. Eight, old business, which should be unfinished business. And then nine, new business and adjourn. So I think straight up, call to order, roll call, land back acknowledgement. We need to put a chair election early on here. So that's one adjustment we need to make in this opening business.
Thank you, Kim. So,
point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I have my hand up.
We have here Bella's hand up and Lauren's hand up and Mighty Heisen. Who has
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Bella DeSoto with a point of information. When did John P. Gary send out this agenda, which I have not seen?
Jim, can you answer this, please?
He sent it out to, I don't know, me, Lawrence, and I think Novick, maybe yesterday. It's the agenda from last month.
So I never received it. I only received what Michael Novick sent, the agenda for the governance committee.
I guess he put it in the chat. I see that it is in the chat. Or
okay, let me go there. Okay,
and
thank
the
you.
People who are on the phone, unfortunately, this so somebody.
Pardon me.
Then for the people on the phone who cannot see the chat, they cannot obviously follow this agenda there. So if somebody like Bella, could you please send this as an email? What's in the chat right now? Which obviously Kim.
I'm trying to find it first. Thank you. Yes.
It's from 721 from John Gary. And so if you can send this to everybody, I don't have
7:21 p.m.
7:21 p.m. It's just now. Somebody posted it just now.
Oh, just now.
Can I be given the floor, please?
John Gary just posted it.
Okay.
Can I be given the floor, please?
There's actually a few people. Okay, so Lawrence, you're next because Bella already spoke. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I did not get that agenda from John P. Gary III. So I don't know. Maybe
Bella,
I'm just, but I didn't get it. Hold on one second, please. I have the floor. I have the floor. Please grab me the floor. And what Kim read did not include the motion that I submitted over 36 hours ago in regards to a special rule. So I know it's on the agenda tonight. But if we're going to send out the agenda, I want that motion in the agenda that Kim just read. Thank you.
Can I clarify, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
This is a template agenda. Lawrence's motion is not in there because we haven't added anything to this next month's meeting. So, of course, this motion isn't in there. None of the motions for the agenda for next Sunday are in there yet. That's what we're doing now.
Thank you, Kim. So, Kim, Bella, since have you downloaded John Gary's?
Oh, because I still do not have it. I have not been sent that document.
Oh, my God.
Send it to everybody so that we all have to copy together. And so we can then see where we can put in. Obviously, we have to add the election of the LSB chair. We have to elect add Lawrence motions, the two motions from the outreach committee, and the motion.
Unfinished business.
Can you please let me speak? Thank you. So, yeah, we will have to have some first unfinished business and then the new business, obviously. But these all come into the motion parts of it. And so has anybody like Kim sent the
template
to everybody? Kim?
Janine Ron has the template as well, Madam Chair.
Okay, so John Gary also sent it to me. Did he send them to all of you? Let's
no.
See. No. I don't even have the email for everybody. So, okay. Kim...
Can if you can send it to me, Madam Chair, then I can send it to the body.
Forward it to you, Bella. Well, I hope you all bear with us because obviously we're just trying to, you know, catch up here where all this was landed in our lap without the plan of that. So Bella, I just sent it to you.
Okay, I'm waiting for it.
Okay. And then she will send it to everybody and then we'll see where we fit in the chair election. I agree with Kim that this should be at the pretty beginning of the whole meeting on Sunday. And what I don't understand, so that means on Sunday, is it then Michael still chairing that meeting? Or, I mean, I want to prevent the same chaos we have today because he just left without having some real handover. And so, I mean, who will chair the meeting until the election is done on Sunday?
May I be recognized, Ziri? This is Kim.
I was going to respond to that, but go ahead.
Excuse me, Bella, can you get on the line if you want to say something? Okay, Kim, go ahead.
I would recommend that Marisol Cruz, as vice chair, you know, take over the meeting and run the pro tem or permanent LSB election straight up. So,
okay. So Marisol, will you be available on Sunday to do that?
I will not.
You will not.
All right.
Good to know. So,
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, please go ahead, Janine.
So it's my understanding from other committees that I've been on that start their meeting without a chair, that any other officer that is in the meeting can at least get the body through electing a pro tem chair. So the meeting could start, and any of the officers, we have a secretary now, John Gary. We have a treasurer, that they would then be able to run the meeting until that election for even a pro tem chair could happen.
Yeah. I would like to know who this will be so we can make a determination on that, so that we don't have the same chaos on Sunday to kind of gather our wits here. Mikey, you have a question?
Yes. Are we at the point, I've lost track because people keep calling out here, are we at the point where we're addressing the agenda, because there's one item that is typically on these that appears not to be, and I would just like to point that out.
Thanks, Michael. So we're at the point where we're waiting actually for everybody to get this email. Has everybody received that email in the meantime?
I have not been able to send it out because I wanted to speak and I cannot be on both frames at the same time. I'm trying to save it now and then send it to everybody.
Okay, Bella, if you could please do that first. I'm going to hear in the meantime Grace and then Lawrence and then you, Bella. Okay, Grace, go ahead.
Okay, the most appropriate person to open the meeting, if Marisol is not available, is John Gary, the secretary.
Correct.
Can we ask him?
Yeah.
Bella, please don't interrupt me and don't speak out of turn.
Okay.
Everybody, mute yourself until you're recognized, please.
John Gary.
At any rate, can we ask John Gary if he can be available to open the meeting? I believe he's on this call.
Yes, he is, and I was just going to ask him. Thank you, Grace. So, John Gary, are you available on Sunday to chair the meeting until we have a chair?
Can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
I'd like the treasurer to perform that duty so I can serve as secretary.
Okay. So,
Chair, I have my hand up.
That is Kim. Kim, will you be available on Sunday?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. So who else has got next?
I have a request for information. John Gary, are you going to be a teller as well? Has that happened? Well,
I have to confer with Terry, and I have to figure out. Terry may have to do the calculations. I mean, I'll help Terry compose the ballot ahead of time, but I think you'll have to trust him to do the tabulation on his own.
Well, we probably don't need it for a chair pro tem. We don't need it for a chair pro tem.
Recognized by people that speak out without being recognized.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I was recognized, Lawrence. Thank you.
And nobody's recognized right now. We're going to go down the list. The next one is Bella. Please go ahead.
I would like Lawrence Reyes to go, please.
All right.
Yes. The first order of business once the meeting is convened is to elect the chair pro tem. Period.
Okay. So, thank you, Lawrence. Is there anybody else who needs to speak right now? So has everybody received the draft?
Not yet. I am saving it still, and I am going to be sending it.
Okay. So please, I'll check your emails then, because we need this as a template so that we can see where we add in the chair election, obviously in the beginning, then where we're going to put these other motions in. So, okay, we're just waiting basically for an email right now. Okay, Michael, you want to say something in the meantime?
Yeah, not just while we're waiting for, you know, listening to all of this for the last 90 minutes. And by the way, we're only 30 minutes away from time certain. I will put in a motion for the next meeting, but I'd like to recommend that we put in a motion for the governance committee, in fact, for all committees, that says all minutes must be submitted no later than 48 hours in advance of a meeting, and all motions must be submitted no later than 48 hours in advance of a meeting, because this business of, well, I just sent it out this afternoon, well meant though that may be, I mean, come on, how are people supposed to read these things at a meeting that starts at 6 and still get home from work or have dinner? I think it's unfair to the committee and the business at hand not to have a requirement that any motion for consideration be submitted 48 hours in advance, and I will submit a motion to that effect more than 48 hours in advance.
Thank you, Michael. So there was actually a motion from Lawrence, as far as I'm aware of, because I received that in the email that stated that he wanted 36 hours in advance to be notified of motions, so that this cannot happen, that motions get introduced on the same day at the LSB. I think that's a very good idea. So I don't know if there will be then two different motions or an amended motion, or however you want to do it. But let's first, Bella, have you gotten...
I have already sent it, and I wanted to add that Lawrence Reyes, Director Lawrence Reyes' motion is precisely dealing with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, Madam Chair?
Hold on, who's speaking there?
John Gehry. I had a question for the, if I may.
Yes, please.
I'd like to ask the LSB members if they have received the draft minutes from the previous meeting yet? Do they recall receiving them?
We did, and we postponed.
No, LSB minutes, not governance minutes, LSB minutes.
Oh, I got them.
I got them from you, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's everybody received those now. So, John sent them out. Did you send them to everybody or just to me?
Except Beth, I do not have Beth, her email does not go through, and I do not have a new email for her. Okay. The Miner's Canary is not going.
Yes, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. I think for the time being, you should use the natural person address.
I don't have that email, Beth.
Can you please give that
email? I'm sure you do. I have emailed you from it. Many times.
I do not have it.
Excuse me,
I'm sorry.
Well, I'll say it again, but in fact, you do have it.
I do. Okay, I've never used it.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
I have Miner's Canary at...
Bella, you're speaking out of turn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'm trying to confirm her email.
Excuse me, Bella. Beth, can you please give this email address right now to Bella so she can send it and we can go ahead?
I'm not going to give it out over an open public line. I will send it to her.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Great. So then has everybody else received this template now for the LSB agenda? If there's anybody who hasn't, please speak out. Okay, so we can finally do the discussion now about this agenda. So I see a few hands up. This is all about where do we put, for example, the election and where do we put the motions in. So, Mighty Heiss, go ahead. Mighty, can you unmute? Okay, Mighty is not responding. I can't hear you, Mighty. You're muted. Oh,
sorry. I was looking at another screen. My apologies. There is typically an item in between after new business and adjournment for any personnel or other matters that require a closed session. And I'm just wondering if that's something that needs to be on the agenda, but it should be the last item on the agenda so as not to delay the rest of the meeting. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Bella DeSoto, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Bella.
I am now going to be printing my agenda, but the thing is that you asked a question where the election should be. Yes. It should be right after roll call. Okay. It should be the first order of business.
I agree. Is that something I have to make a vote on, or can we just agree?
It goes, it gets inserted in there. I will work with you, Madam Chair, to organize the agenda, to put everything in it.
Okay, so we're going to then put this first, the election.
Permanent Chair.
Then, so where do we put it in exactly? Set time for adjournment. I would think it goes between set time for adjournment and general manager report. Is that correct?
No, it's way before that, before any business gets taken care of.
Point of order, Chair. Jonathan.
Jonathan, go ahead.
I think it looking at this agenda, to me, it would, the best place would after F, excused absence request, because then you've gone through, you know who's there. That's before the G fundraising appeal is really the next substantive issue on this agenda from call to order. So I would put it after F, excused absence requests.
Okay, thank you. So Janine, what do you say about that?
The point I wanted to make, thank you, is in response to John Gary posting in the chat just now, be advised that tabulating email ballots takes time. And what I wanted to perhaps have a discussion on is what type of election we're having for the chair. Often, you know, when filling multiple positions, and when multiple people get a position, for instance, on the PNB committees, when there's three people or two people that get assigned, there would be a reason to have emailed ballots. But I want to mention that the very first election that I was witness to for the KPFK was all done by verbal vote for a chair. Very simple. Nominations, just like we did here. Nominations, who's nominated, a verbal vote, and that's that. And I don't see any reason why we couldn't do that again in the Sunday's meeting so that it doesn't stretch out how long it takes to find out who the chair is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
And I would like to put that to a vote. I don't know what that's called in comparison to an email vote, but I'd like to see if the body can decide what type of election we can have.
Thank you, Janine. Lawrence, what's your point of order?
Yes, my point of order is that's not within the scope of the bylaws. If there's more than one candidate, then there has to be an election. If it's not more than one candidate, then we could move by acclamation. I think the first order of business is once the meeting meets quorum and roll call is called, that the secretary pro temp be elected to conduct the meeting while the election results are being tabulated.
Point of information.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, Janine, what is it?
This is directed towards Lawrence. Lawrence, the election I'm speaking of was for the chair of the LSB.
Point of order. This no, is not a point of it.
Listen. Do I have the floor?
Stop, Janine. You can talk slowly and calmly, and then we can all have a normal conversation. So go ahead, Janine, and then Kim, please.
Well, I was interrupted. So Lawrence, the one that I'm thinking of is in 2019. There was an election for a chair in physically when the LSB was meeting in person. And it was Ken Aaron and Michelle Manos, and it was a simple vote, verbal vote, show of hands, and that's how the chair was decided. So if you could explain to me what about the bylaws requires it to be, and I'm only bringing this up to expedite it, you know what I mean? So if you could explain that to me.
The bylaws requires if it's more than one candidate, that that an election be held. Now the reality is that we are not meeting in person. Maybe that was done. I think I vaguely remember that. But I think at this point, since we're not meeting in person, that for lack of a better word, for the sanctity of everybody's vote, then I think we need to hold an election. And it's an instant runoff voting election where everybody will get an email to tabulate their vote.
Mayor, can you get back to the stack, please? Yeah,
excuse me. So we have it 7:44. We don't have so much time. So Kim is next. And thank you, Lawrence. And so then there's like a few hands up now. So this is only about what kind of election we're having. This is the conversation. So let's just please keep your comments brief. Kim, go ahead. Thank you.
Number one, I would recommend a chair pro tem election as number B. Call the roll. Then call for a chair pro tem. We do what we did last night, tonight. It's a verbal nomination. Boom, you have a chair pro tem. Then we can call for a permanent chair election that can go somewhere else in the opening stuff. And then you'd have to have tellers and a secret ballot. But the chair pro tem gets elected right away, because I don't want to run all this stuff. I'm just convening the meeting, and then we elect a chair pro tem. And then a permanent chair is elected basically for the next 2.5 months, period. So those are two different processes. And the second one is secret, but the first one is like tonight, just a voice vote.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I cannot raise my hand, Bella.
So, excuse me, there's a whole stack. Do you have a point of order, or why are you talking in between?
Yes, I have a point of order, rather. Yes.
So what is it?
Have you been, were you communicated by former chair Michael Novick regarding his presence at the next LSB meeting to pass the baton?
I have no idea, no. I wasn't told about
that. That was the plan. So we are spending a lot of time here, and I disagree with Kim Kaufman about her prescription.
Okay, so can you please mute, Sunil? Thank you. So next is Ruth, then Beth, Grace, and Sue, and please keep it short. It's already 7:47. Ruth, go ahead. Ruth, can you Sue, can you unmute?
I'm sorry, Ziri. I just wanted to say that I do not think it's my acclamation that helps me right out there.
Ruth, we can barely hear you. Can you speak better to the microphone or something? I can't hear you.
Okay. I'll just say I'm against I think we have a health vote.
We cannot hear her.
We cannot hear you, Ruth. I'm sorry. Can you repeat it one last time? Okay, Ruth, if you can, type something in the chat because I really cannot hear what you're saying. Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
So next is Beth, please. Sue, please mute yourself. Beth, go ahead.
Yes, I agree with Kim's, the process that Kim has laid out, and I remember the election that Janine is citing. It was in person, it was live, but as I recall it, there were small pieces of paper distributed around the table to each of us, and we wrote on that paper what our choice was, and that was John Good, I believe. I think it's one of the only times I met him from across the room, and it was tabulated secretly. Whether a vote is secret or not can have an effect on the outcome of the vote. People have a right to vote secretly, and we need everyone's vote in that. So I support Kim, the process that Kim laid out, and I stress the validity of the need for a secret vote for permanent chair.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. Grace, go ahead.
Yes, Beth is right. That election between Ken, my husband, and what's her name? The other. Anyway.
Michelle Manos.
Michelle Manos, exactly. It was done by secret ballot. Everyone was exactly as Beth stated. And please, Sue, you must mute. You're making a lot of noise on this call. And I see your face. Please mute your phone. Mute yourself. You're still entering in noise in the call.
She muted herself.
Okay, good. And Ziri, I want to thank you for stepping in here. I know that this is a chaotic meeting. We appreciate your willingness to step in and try and conduct business. I must say that I believe John Gary offered to submit a draft agenda for Sunday's meeting. If he sent it out, I don't know that he sent it out, but if he can send it out to all of us, maybe we should just look at it and approve it at this late time in the meeting.
Thank you, Grace. I haven't received anything yet. So, Sue, do you want to speak? You can unmute yourself now.
I just want to say that if you have exactly two candidates for a post, you can just have a voice vote, right? Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Kim, did you still want to speak, or is your hand up from before? Kim?
Sorry, it's from before. I'll take it down.
Okay. Bella, go
point ahead. Of information, Ziri, okay. Please.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wish to point out that it's 10 minutes remaining until time certain. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So, Bella, just please a quick statement.
I would like to work with you to draft the agenda and put everything in the right place. So when you need to make the time for that so we can send out the agenda as soon as possible to everybody.
Okay, so we were waiting.
I have a point of order.
Excuse me, Matt.
Go ahead. Grace and then John. Grace, go ahead.
Yeah, my point of order is that as the chair pro tem of this committee, it would be most appropriate to work out the agenda with John Gary, who's the secretary. And he stated in the chat, he stated, if a draft agenda is not approved by this body, the secretary will use the agenda as something with the motions and elections added. Please email committee motions to John P. Gary, LSV secretary. And he said Kim just read it. Okay, so basically I would strongly suggest, Ziri, that you simply work out the draft agenda if we don't get a chance to approve it in this committee tonight with John Gary, who's most familiar with it, and who you'll be working with as secretary.
Thank you, Grace. So can John Gary, can you please send whatever you have right now to everybody? I thought you already did this a few minutes ago, because I have not received anything.
Okay. I don't have everyone's email, and I posted the draft agenda in the chat. I know everyone can't see it. So somebody who's on this committee that I've emailed it to, please forward it to the rest of the committee. Also, Ziri, do you really, I mean, The draft agenda should be put together by the convener, which will be the treasurer, and the secretary, who is me. I don't think that responsibility falls on you, Ziri. It's not, the board officers create, facilitate the agenda here in this committee. All right. So I don't think the governance committee chair doesn't have to shoulder that responsibility. It's the responsibility of the secretary, who is me, and the convener, who is the treasurer.
Thank you,
Madam Chair. That's how I understand the responsibility, and that's what we're, and obviously I'm happy to do it.
Okay, Madam Chair. You, John. Yes, Bella, go ahead.
Please, Madam Chair, I am pro tem secretary, and I would like to work with you on this, and I disagree with John P. Gary. And who made all of a sudden Kim Kaufman the person that is going to be drafting this agenda for Sunday? What is that
because,
about?
Because she volunteered to be, because she's going to convene the meeting. And so she has to have it.
We have not decided on that. But
the treasurer already agreed to do it. I'm sorry. The treasurer, treasurer is a board officer. The LSB meeting is convened by one of the board officers.
John, may I speak? Because I have the floor.
Okay, Bella, go ahead.
We have not agreed upon that. We did not take a vote. And also, it was agreed that Michael Novick would be presiding over at the next LSB meeting. So there are a number of moving parts here. And we're putting the horse before the road before whatever. And I don't like, something is really not jiving well here. So what we should do is, well, I agree with Grace. We should agree on the draft agenda so that then the draft agenda can be filled up. So that is for the LSB on Sunday. That's how it's done, because we have no time today anymore.
This is Grace with a point of order.
Okay, Grace. Go ahead.
Okay. I understand your perspective, Bella. However, per Robert's Rules of Order, it is the responsibility of the presiding chair or chair pro tem and the secretary of the local station board to put forward the agenda. This committee helps with the crafting of the agenda. But if we haven't finished our business of proposing a draft agenda for the meeting on Sunday, then the responsibility does not fall on you, Bella, as the secretary of this committee, nor on the chair pro tem of this committee. It falls on the acting chair of the LSB and the secretary of the LSB. So the agenda will be crafted by John Gary working with Kim Kaufman, who we just decided was going to open the meeting on Sunday. It's my understanding from what Michael said at the beginning of this meeting that he will be attending the meeting on Sunday, but only as in the capacity of general manager. He will give a general manager a report. He's not coming to preside over the meeting or to resume any.
I'm sorry to interrupt a point of order, because I'd like to extend this meeting.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion for an enlargement of time, and I'm not content with what I just heard in relation to who is going to chair the LSB meeting.
Thank you.
Move to extend.
Like, how much time do you want to extend?
Half hour.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, I second that.
I have a point of order here.
Okay.
Number one, Eric wasn't recognized. Number two, I am not chairing the meeting. I am convening the meeting, and number B is going to be elect chair pro tem. So whatever is on the agenda or not on the agenda, the whole LSB will have their moment in the spotlight to change the agenda. Basically, you know, I am there to do A and B. Call the roll, get a quorum, and then, you know, get a pro tem election. Period.
Since I was speaking and Eric interrupted me in the middle of my speaking.
Okay.
Can I just can complete what I had to say, and then we can go back to Eric's effort to extend time. Okay?
Yes.
Eric, if the chair and vice chair cannot convene a meeting, the responsibility falls on the other officers. Maybe you didn't hear John Gary. John Gary does not feel he wants to convene the meeting and be the secretary at the same time. So the other officer is Kim Kaufman. She's just going to be opening up the meeting. That's it. She's just going to convene the meeting, and she will step down once the chair pro tem is elected.
Grace, your time has expired.
Okay, wait, Mikey, please don't speak out of order. The next is Bella, then Eric.
The timekeeper, for crying out loud.
Okay. So, yeah. So thank you, Grace. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I am concerned regarding this pro tem chair. What is this about a pro tem chair? Is that while convening the meeting for the actual permanent chair election? That's what I am not clear about.
Thank you, Bella. Eric, do you still have to say something, or is your hand still up?
Yes, I want to extend for 10 minutes and also debate this convener role. I think it should be an LSB member. Where, you know, we've strayed so far from, the LSB members themselves taking responsibilities for a lot of our business. And it seems to me very important to have an LSB member in the convener role. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. I would like to second the idea to postpone, to prolong it for 10 minutes. Is there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, so we're going to prolong for 10 more minutes. Thank you, Eric. Kim, then Ruth, and then I would like also to say something. Kim, go ahead.
Sorry, that's old. I'll take my hand down.
Okay, got it. Ruth, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me now? I'm on a different computer.
Thank you. We hear you much better.
Okay, thank you. So I just wanted to say that this, you know, may be not germane at this time, but I do not think that there should be an open voice vote when electing the chair of the LSB. There are too many factions, too many contentions between people, and I don't think that serves a purpose. So I'm just getting that statement out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. I would also like to say, personally, I gladly help John Gary to work on the draft agenda if somebody wants me to do that. And so I make myself available for that. And I also agree with Ruth that I think this should be a closed vote for the actual chair. And it can be an open vote for the per tem chair, just so that we can get the meeting even on the road. Thank you. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, that's exactly the point I made earlier. First is a chair pro tem election. And then there will be an election somewhere after B for a nominations for a permanent chair, and then we have a secret vote. So we have to engage Terry Goodman and, you know, John Gary as tellers. And there will be a vote, a secret vote, and it will be for the following LSB meeting, who the permanent chair is. It may be the same as the pro tem chair, but, you know, there will be a pro tem chair that will not be me for the majority of this LSB meeting on Sunday, and there will be an election for the permanent chair.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
Okay. Thank you. So we first have Bella and then Lawrence, and then I hope we come to a conclusion of this. Yes, John, you want to?
Yes, I am still very concerned because I heard Kim Kaufman speak of the pro tem chair is there for 3 months. Wow. I don't know what this game is all about, but I'm very leery about this process. I'm not happy with this at all. And I fully agree with Eric that we should keep this in the family of the LSB. I'm very concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. I think there's a misunderstanding. And before John, Gary, you're going to speak right after Lawrence, John. I think the misunderstanding is that Kim says that in one meeting, we're just actually going to have a pro tem who just presides over the meeting until the real election, which is a secret election and it might take a day, you know, is completed. So there's nobody saying that we're not going to have a real chair for 3 months, Bella. Okay.
And so who made her? And
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Who made her a pro tem?
Yes, hold on, Bella, please. So the next is Lawrence, then John, and then Janine. Lawrence, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to thank Kim for repeating what I've said 3 times already without giving me any kind of support and thanking me for suggesting that. That right after roll call, once we establish quorum, that the chair pro tem be put into place for that particular meeting to the election results that are through secret ballot are disclosed. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. John, go ahead.
All right. My responsibility is to have an agenda ready when we start the meeting. So the two questions I really need help from you, from this body, is we're going to have the meeting will be convened. We'll have the roll call, and then item 1B will be a pro tem chair election.
Correct.
All right. And then the rest of the opening business will be done by the pro tem chair. And then the next agenda item, Roman numeral two will then be election for a permanent chair. Okay. By having that election permanent early, it increases the possibility that Terry can tabulate the vote before the end of the meeting and get us a result before the end of the meeting. So. Good. So now I can't make a motion because, but if the chair would like to, entertain those, ideas, to the body, and if I can get, some direction from the body, then I can make an agenda that
thank you, John.
You guys
yes,
agree
I would
with
like
we can work
to
with.
Move. I think this is a very good idea. So,
Madam Chair, move.
So you
move to accept
what John
just proposed. The proposed agenda lineup process from John P. Gary.
Yes, we already accepted that. Is there any objections at all?
Well, point of information, question from Eric. I just raised my hand. Yes. Am I recognized?
Yes, you recognize.
Is that very first vote after convening in the roll call? Is that a simple voice vote for the pro tem chair, or is it a secret vote? I mean,
yes, it's an open vote. That's what we discussed before.
Okay. Right. So I did have my attention diverted for a few minutes. I guess I did miss some important thing. Were you going to do it then the same way we did tonight for the governance?
Yes, exactly. And so it's a very short time that Kim is just calling, you know, opening the meeting. And then we have this pro chair, chair pro tem. And then after very few items, we come to the actual election. And then hopefully we have the results even by the end of that. But the second real election has to be secret. I really.
Yes. Understood.
Point of information, Chair.
Go ahead.
Can we ask Marisol Cruz, who is an LSB member, if she is able to open the meeting and just conduct the meeting, the roll call, and the pro tem chair election? Because I know that on Sunday she has limited time, but I'm wondering if she has time to do that to be able to resolve both issues.
Okay, let me ask you again, Marisol. I know before you said you cannot have the whole meeting, chair the whole meeting, but can you open the meeting?
Definitely.
Okay.
I could do that.
Okay, so as...
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, John.
We have no idea. Oh, wait, she's going to convene?
Yes, she's just going to convene instead of Kim. That's it. That's just the very first hello. So if you could do that, Marisol, would be great. That would appease all the people who would like this in the family of the LSB. And since you're the vice chair, this would be perfect. So thank you so much. Okay, so then we have at least clarified that. Then one thing, John, we should also clarify is now about the motions. It's very important that these motions that were discussed today are all part of this agenda. Do you have them all on your radar? Are you aware of all of those? Yes, go ahead, John.
I have the motion from Mr. Reyes.
Okay.
I need to know where it goes in the agenda. Is it from a committee? I need to know where it goes in the agenda. And I understand there's a motion from the PROC that I would appreciate would be sent emailed to me. And I understand there were two outreach committee motions. I don't know if they're passed. If they're approved by the outreach committee, please forward them to me so I can include the text in the draft agenda.
They were sent to you, John. Bella.
Thank you.
I have my hand up. Real quick point.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. To the National Ascension, in the absence of the chair, the vice chair will chair the meeting, and in this case, she'll be the pro tem chair. And then, in regards to the motions that are being adopted, those go under new business. They could be moved up according to rule during agenda adoption. So that's just for John's edification. Thank you.
Which committee are they from, Lawrence, please?
Well, I saw a motion from the outreach. I haven't seen, I think Beth just sent me the motion from the PROC, and I submitted a motion as an other team member to the governance committee on the special rule.
Mm-hmm. So, John, does that satisfy all you need?
So where does Mr. Reyes' motion go?
That's on the new business, John.
It's what, where?
I didn't hear you. On the new business.
Okay, thank you.
And then there were these other two motions, excuse me, the other two motions which are basically unfinished business, they should basically go before those, is that correct?
Unfinished business. They stay in the governance committee for the next governance committee meeting.
I'm sorry.
Unfinished business, I think I was asked a question. Unfinished business is a first order of business. Yes.
First the unfinished business, and then the new business, exactly. So do we still, it's now 8:10, we should actually to the end.
Point of order?
Order, yes, go ahead.
Bella, point of order, Madam Chair. Okay, John, I will send you everything once we finish this meeting once again. And also wanted to point out that the two motions that are included in today's agenda must be at the top of the agenda for Sunday. They are unfinished business. Just want to get that very clear. Thank you.
Okay, but how high up? Does it come before general manager report? You have to give me a number. Tell me what nomen numero.
Yes.
Point of order. Point of order.
Okay.
I've got a point of order.
Excuse me, quiet, please. What's your point of order, Kim?
I was point of order before, Kim. I'm very sorry.
Those were not unfinished business from the LSB. They're unfinished business from the governance committee.
Okay, thank you,
Kim. So they don't go on the LSB agenda.
Kim, thank you. So, Janine, what was your point of order?
Because Lawrence Reyes' motion does not come from a committee, we need to vote on it.
That is correct.
That is not correct. That is a motion that is to be considered and voted on by the LSP.
Yes.
It goes under new business.
Okay.
Oh, under new business. Okay.
Thank you. So we actually are at the point of adjourning this meeting unless there is in the moment six hands up. So do we still want to hear these six statements? Bella, can you let me
approve?
We
need to approve the draft agenda, Madam Chair.
Okay, but I first want to find out if we have to, can I just please say this now? Do we have to first hear all your voices? There's like six more hands up. Is this in business?
Paul Robertson.
Can I say this, Bella, for a moment, please?
Paul Robertson is present.
Oh, go ahead, Bella.
Bella, I'm going to mute you for a moment. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to make a point here that if any of you are still willing to hear these six hands that are up before we approve the agenda, or if you want to just go to approval now. So please, if there's anybody who disagrees, I'm going to unmute you again now, Bella, and please let me speak, finish first. If anybody disagrees with approving this agenda, please let me know.
Janine, please.
Are you disapproving of the agenda?
I'm disapproving because I think people might misunderstand my question.
Okay, so Janine, what's your question?
It's my understanding that someone cannot place a motion on the agenda for the LSB without going either through the governance or asking the body on Sunday if they can place it on the agenda. That I, because otherwise anybody could just come to the governance committee and say that they want something on the agenda for Sunday, and that's not the protocol. I have no issue with Lawrence's just trying to follow the
So why are you making an issue of it?
Lawrence. Janine, are you finished?
Set a precedent that anybody could come to the governance committee, just submit a motion and have it be included on the agenda without any discussion or without any vote. And I don't think that's the...
But he's the member.
Okay, quiet, please.
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
Yes, Grace, point of order. Go ahead.
Okay. Any member of the local station board can ask to put a motion on the agenda. It would be junior to committee reports or things of that nature. So we go at the end of the agenda. But any local station board member has the right to ask that a motion be put on the LSB agenda, and it does not have to go through the governance committee.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So can I add one more thing?
Janine, sure. Can you please make this short because it's already 8:15.
If you could comment. So it does not need to be run by the body on Sunday, if not going through the governance committee, that it any motion coming to the LSB automatically gets put on an agenda, because that hasn't happened. Any motion an LSB member puts to the chair and the LSB automatically...
Chair, point of order.
Can you please mute yourself? There's a lot of noise in the background.
That's my question.
May I respond?
Yes, please, Grace, respond. And then
point of order.
You need to mute right now.
I have a point of order, Chair.
Yes, Grace had the first point of order. Hold on a second. Grace had the first.
Yeah, I think I was first.
Yes, he was.
Okay, Lawrence.
Okay, so I'm agreeing with Grace. I don't know why you didn't make it.
Beth has been waiting.
I knew the Beth.
She's
the Beth.
I can wait till afterwards.
Alright, so I completely agree with Grace. I don't know what the issue is of this frivolous kind of like, point of order that was made against the motion that I submitted, because, I could always submit it on the floor, just as Grace said. But I had the decency to submit it to the committee because it's a special rule and it has to do with governance. So, and there was no objection, other than, you know, a question of someone not being clear about it. But, you know, I completely, agree with Grace that, this motion is in order and should be put on the new business. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. So is there anybody else with a point of order, or do you have just regular comments?
Point of order, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, Bella, go ahead.
And it has to do with Paul Robertson. He needs to speak up so he can be heard on the audio stream. He came in late. Can you please ask him to speak?
I will. Hi, Paul. How are you doing? Can you?
Hi. Good evening.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm present. I apologize for my tardiness. Okay. I was in class.
Thank you.
Thank
Paul.
You.
All right. So then we have first Beth, then we have Michael, and then we have Kim. Beth, go ahead.
Yes, just very briefly, I wanted to respond to John P. Gary's query about the motion from the Programming Oversight Committee. I did send it first to the list of all the committee members here tonight, and then I sent it separately to John, and in fact then sent a revised version because in the first version I forgot to spell out Programming Oversight Committee. So I would use the SBC Global address. If that's not the right one, then.
No, he's got it. He's got it. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Thank you. So we hear first from Michael, then Kim, then Paul, and then we're going to vote to adapt this.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Siri. And I'm all with you. Let's vote and, you know, go to sleep. I just want to make sure that what we're voting on to approve is the agenda that was sent out by John Gary, because Bella keeps saying, push my stuff up. I want to make sure that we're voting on the agenda as stated. You're running the meeting. I'm sorry, not Bella.
Yes, thank you very much. We hear from Kim next.
We're over time. This meeting is adjourned. We have to take a vote right now. There's no more
Thank you, Kim.
Ziri, when did I say to
No more interruptions.
Okay. So Paul, what do you have to say?
Oh, I just wanted to introduce a motion. I know I apologize. I know I'm late to be doing that, but I did want to, since we can just do that, I did want to introduce a motion. That we as the LSB condemn the racist language of the city council members' comments, and just articulate, you know, a message of just racial unity and peace in light of that. And just and I'm gonna keep talking. Thank you, because I didn't interrupt anybody else. And request that, you know, there be a resignation or some comments along those lines. So point of order back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. John, go ahead.
Mr. Roberson, please submit a text that you have in mind, because what you just said, I can't put on the agenda. Please forward a motion. Just put whatever wording you want, and also tell me where in the agenda you want it.
You have to tell me. It doesn't matter where. But I'll say it right now.
Please put a suggestion, because if I put it somewhere and you don't
new
like
business.
It, you'll be unhappy with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't care where it goes. I just want it there, because we address all these other topics, but I'll put it in new business.
It
That's
will
fine.
And the new business.
And interrupt you again, much. Kim. Don't do me tonight. Don't try me, lady.
Okay. So now, everybody, please, we're going to do the vote now if to accept this draft agenda, which is exactly like Michael Heiss said, the one that was...
Siri, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I already emailed John Gary. I emailed him my address. I have not received it. I don't mind not voting, but I have not received it. Thank you.
Okay, John, do you have her email for Ruth Strauss?
John Gary's in this.
John Gary, do you have Ruth Strauss' email?
Or anyone who has my email address. Several people on this committee have it. It's rhs_kpfk@earthlink.net. Sorry for interrupting.
Thanks, Ruth. So, John, can you just confirm you got it? Okay. Thank you, John. Got it. So we're going to vote now to accept this agenda. This is what John Gary had sent out. It will still be worked on by John Gary and me. And then we're going to have it ready for Sunday for all of you. And the meeting will be opened on Sunday by Mary Saul. And once we have a chair pro tem, this person will lead through that we have the actual election, which is secret of the final chair. Okay, is that agreed upon, or is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, so this is then adopted. And thank you very much, all of you, and I would like to adjourn the meeting now.
Madam Chair, before you adjourn, I need to clarify. Yes. The two motions from the Outreach Committee, they go under the committee report. So I object to what Michael Heiss said, that I have asked this body or anyone to have my motions pushed up. There has been no such conversation in this meeting.
Okay, you are correct. I did not hear that from you, and so they will be on the unfinished business.
I stand correct.
No, they're not unfinished business. They go under the committee's report. Each committee has its own motions.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So thank you so much, and we'll see each other on Sunday, correct?
Thank you, Ziri. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. John, I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much. You were great.
I was trying. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Ziri.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ziri.